You write that lease sales, where energy companies bid for the right to drill for oil and gas on federal land, used to be mundane, but now they're raucous, thanks to climate change activists determined to keep fossil fuels in the ground. So the Bureau of Land Management will hold its next lease auction in September online only to quell protests. A Greenpeace official told you the government is taking the process somewhere protests can't find them. BLM says they're concerned about safety. But the violent militia movement that occupied a wildlife refuge has no connection to nonviolent environmental advocates. Can you talk about what BLM has said about this change?
The protests that have occurred at these oil and gas lease sales for public lands haven't really turned violent. But I think the BLM is noticing that what's been kind of a standard operating procedures for these lease sales isn't quite prepared for the amount of tension they're getting now, as climate activists have turned those events basically into battlegrounds and opportunities to get more media attention and, from their point of view, raise more questions about why drilling is occurring at the pace it is and the places they are on public lands.
For folks who aren't familiar, can you explain how the lease auction process actually works?
BLM is in charge of a million square miles of underground minerals. They also manage millions of acres above ground as well. They will decide what large areas are open to drilling, and that kind of occurs through management plans that are supposed to be updated about every decade or so. Energy companies go and nominate parcels within these areas approved for drilling. From that point, the government is supposed to be holding what are quarterly lease sales throughout the West and where public lands are, and companies can bid for the right to drill on these different parcels. So again, these happen quarterly throughout the state of Colorado and throughout the West. Basically, this is how this kind of occurred for, you know, really decades.
According to a July report from The Intercept, both local police in Lakewood and federal agents went undercover posing as activists at the BLM auction in May. Police also monitored Keep It in the Ground protests organized by 350.org, Rainforest Action Network, Wild Earth Guardians, and other activist groups, while relying on intelligence gathered by energy company Anadarko, secretly teamed with industry to quash dissent. But climate change is real. Two recent studies concluded that reducing rises in temperatures will require phasing out fossil fuel development on public lands. These activists are nonviolent. While Anadarko has boasted that they're deploying military-like psychological warfare techniques against what they call an insurgency, the Lakewood Police Department has tried to downplay the entire episode. So what's your take on that?
Well, I could say, having gone to that lease sale and rally this past May, there's definitely seems to be some level of interaction when you're at these rallies among what might be observers from the energy industry, local police, BLM staff as well. I would point out that as climate activists and protesters have turned these lease sales into events where they're trying to get media attention and also just trying to halt the lease sales, BLM's response has been to move it out of its own government offices. They said that's been more of a space or capacity issue. Activists have responded, hey, we think you're moving this onto private property because it gives you this opportunity to, you know, kind of potentially push back protesters on kind of trespass, potential charges. I think we're dealing with a bit of a brave new world here when you're holding a lease sale at a private hotel. That does open the door for them to be able to reach out to local police to get involved.
My guest is reporter Joshua Zaphos, whose latest article, The Path of Lease Resistance, is out now in the current issue of High Country News. You write, escalating protests against drilling on public lands got us to this point, but even if the BLM moves the entire process of lease auctions online, drilling dissenters are here to stay. Where will the new here be?
Really up and down the board, there's just engaged scrutiny over public lands, drilling policy, and leasing policy. So I don't think this issue is going away. I think obviously our country is very much at a point where there's increased attention over how we're using our public lands and how that factors into ultimately energy and climate policies.